Orlando's Country Morning Show. It's AJ and Ashley, K92.3. Brantley Gilbert joins us on the show right now, but yesterday you canceled on us. What happened?
Well, I had a little time off, and then I, like a genius, I scheduled a bunch of writing appointments right before the beginning of the tour, so I gassed my voice out. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, but I'm recovering.
Good, because people pay a lot of money to come see you, you know.
Thanks for reminding me.
I'm just kidding. So, how you been? We got a wedding on the way, right?
We do, and we're stoked.
You had to totally change the date, though, right? Because someone found out when it was going to be?
Yeah, I screwed up.
You screwed up, and your fiance Amber made you change the date, huh?
Well, I mean, it was bad news bears for a minute, but she's okay.
You in the doghouse for a little bit?
I was.
As I'm sure many men can relate to being in the doghouse. But Brantley, curious to know, now that you're engaged, not the single guy anymore, and you guys are living together, has anything changed, really? Have you had any feelings like, oh, shoot, what am I getting myself into?
Oh, you know what? She's my best friend in the world. So she killed somebody, I'd bury the body. She can redecorate all she wants.
That's awesome. But what about, like, bad habits? Has she done anything that you just can't stand? Or what about her? Do you do something she can't stand?
I leave water bottles out, and I never noticed this, but I think I do it, like, and I do it nonchalantly just in case, you know, like, I'm walking by and I'm thirsty, and that way there's always water everywhere, but it's not such a good look, I don't think. And plus, she, like, keeps up with how many bottles of water she drinks during the day.
She's healthy.
It, like, throws her off, because she'll lay a water bottle down, and then I'll put one right beside it just to piss her off.
You're just an instigator.
That's right. Just when I need attention.
Oh. Is Brantley not getting enough attention at home?
Take that, America. Water bottle.
Well, speaking of America, Brantley, going to switch gears here for a second. Everyone knows you're a very vocal guy. You support our military 110%, as do we. And going into Memorial Day weekend, you've got an event going on with the Wounded Warrior Project, and also your latest a single One Hell of an Amen, really personal as you lost a good friend in the military, as you told us last time we spoke. So what does Memorial Day mean to you going into this weekend?
I think more than I can put in words. I think, long story short, as simply as I can put it, you know, I love my family, I love my country, I love my guns, and those ladies and gentlemen keep it safe, and they protect it, and, you know, I owe them, and the least I can do is, and there's no place I'd rather be on Memorial Day or on Memorial Day weekend than on a Harley with a bunch of wounded warriors. It's definitely an honor just to be a part of something, let alone host it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And for people that don't know, you're hosting the Harley Davidson ride specifically with the Wounded Warrior Project. Is that something you headed up, or did they reach out to you?
It was a joint effort. And, you know, we do a lot of work with a lot of different military charities, and Wounded Warrior Project's always been one that I've enjoyed working with. And, you know, they've got some guys saddling up and riding out with us, so that's going to make it all that much more special.
Definitely, and we always talk about this, like how country artists, you guys give back so much, and it's rare. It doesn't happen in all the genres, so it's pretty amazing that you do that.
Well, like I said, I feel like, you know, I owe them, and I do give them every bit of respect that I got in my heart, and send prayers up for them every night. I'm really, really thankful, and I appreciate our military.
As do we. So thank you again for everything you do. Gonna switch gears again, and we're gonna do some rapid fire questions with you. All right, you ready for that?
Let's do it, my guy.
Favorite way you like your steak?
Medium.
What was the last movie you went to see in a movie theater?
Mad Max.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Right here.
And where's that?
Maysville, Georgia.
And what kind of car do you drive? Do you have more than one car? Side note, that was kind of two questions. Do you have more than one car? Answer that first.
Well, I have the 1968 Mercury Cougar that was on the cover of the first record I ever put out. And the CD itself on that record was actually the speedometer in the Cougar. So I've still got it. It's in the shop getting worked on. But I drive a Ford Raptor. I will say that that's the first vehicle I bought since I bought a 2005 Ford Excursion.
Oh, very nice.
And traveled in, and I did not buy another vehicle until this one.
Would you ever drive a minivan when you have kids?
A minivan?
Yeah.
You knew the answer to that question before you asked me.
Well, I know my answer. I would never drive one.
Let's make fun of the redneck.
What?
I'm just kidding.
You're going to drive a minivan?
I mean, if I can jack it up and put Super Swampers on it, four-wheel drive, maybe.
That may be a little bit more legit.
Yeah.
You're done. Are you, like, half awake right now?
No. Shoot, no, I just drank a cup of coffee. I'm about to do jumping jacks and some push-ups and take a couple laps around the house.
Nice. Is that Brantley's morning routine?
No, this is Brantley's night routine. Brantley had to stay up all night.
I love how we're...
I don't go to bed usually until about 5 a.m.
Ugh.
So you definitely didn't want to get me with like an hour and a half of sleep because I'm the worst person in the world. I'm so mean in the morning, and I don't mean to be.
Well, you've been very nice this morning.
Well, you have been too.
Well, hey, we appreciate you playing along with us.
Hey, anytime. Thank y'all so much. Y'all are too good to me.
All right, Brantley. And when is that wedding date?
I can't tell you.
I thought I'd try one last time. Is it within the next 2 weeks?
Well, if you read, like, the tabloids and stuff, I've already been married, like, 20 times this week.
I'm sure.
All right, darling, I appreciate it.
All right, bye, Brantley.
Bye.